The postmodern era. We live today in the postmodern era, defined as there is no such thing as universal truth. It follows the modern era of the search for truth, which the scholar gods ended in the 1950s. It is hard to imagine that scholars have found no truth in the modern era, which should have raised a red flag immediately, but the definition of postmodernism must be false in its own statement. If there is no truth, the title cannot be true. The scholar gods first named the postmodern era, and then set out to make it happen in a Geo Psyop. What is the Nahas only attack against Christianity? It is not true. Genesis 3 verse 4, then the Nahas said to the woman, "You will not surely die." The cunning Nahas knows the lie of there is no truth, would unite non-believers and create a massive army against the body of Christ. If there is no spirit-human kingship to do the Nahas work, the Nahas must build an army of humans. Our Abba Father ending the spirit-human kingship in his 1776 creation burdened us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ to keep his 1776 creation viable to the end. The body of Christ was okay with our Abba Father until the 1960s rebellion against everything we held dear, including our worship centers, when our government sent we the people to die for another country without a righteous reason. Working with the Nahas Blue Faction, all the world's enemies of our USA established a chaos foothold in the 1960s, the first fruits of postmodernism. If give unto Caesar is still our view of government, pulpit leaders will look the other way, like in the first century with the Roman Empire. We bring people to our Abba Father, rejoice, praise God, and shun the evil government because we answer to a higher power. Except we missed, there is no more Caesar, and our Abba Father's laws of nature is our government in Eden 2.0. Our calling is to defend our Abba Father's government and pass it on to our children's children to get all we can into heaven. There is no reason we pulpit leaders would have seen our Abba Father's 1776 creation because seminaries never taught it. We pray we don't see, and Scripture does not ordain post-Scripture prophets. Godly civics is not a prophecy nor a God says. It is a Holy Spirit-inspired presentation to glorify our Abba Father, push the Nahas back, and get all the souls we can into heaven. Godly civics appeared when the Nahas was about to get his grip on the world. P4547 stopped the bleeding, but the Nahas Blue Faction will return as it did after P16's new birth of freedom and P45's first term if we pulpit leaders do not engage in social and religious liberty today and restore our one nation under God to his 1776 creation. Otherwise, the Nahas is guaranteed to return quickly. Remember our burning question. We pulpit leaders hold the world in our hands. Completing his 1776 creation. When the postmodern world looks back on our Abba Father's 1776 creation to destroy its truth, they challenge our founding fathers' faith and the flaws in their creation. Believers do not have to win that debate. We must unify the body as a force, vote the Nahas Blue Faction out of our government, and replace it with WePEG 1787 in glory to our Abba Father. The only debate worth our time is our Abba Father's 1776 creation, the laws of nature, governing principles, and WePEG 1787. But without the godly civics message, too many put their heads in the sand, and our Abba Father weeps. Godly civics solves that dilemma. Our Abba Father's 1776 creation had a gigantic flaw. People still owned other people as slaves, denying their social liberty. The Nahas Blue Faction still uses that as a WMD against social liberty today. The irony is that progressivism means our government owns all we the people by turning all states blue, which gives the Nahas his needed grip on the world. Let's look at our Abba Father's journey from Noah to the end of Israel. It took almost 1,800 years. It did not happen overnight. It took another 582 years to get to Jesus, and over 1,600 years to get to the pilgrims. In 2026, our Abba Father's 1776 creation will celebrate its 250th birthday based on our 1776 DOI. We are just getting warmed up in our Abba Father's time context. Imagine what a great birthday present redeeming his 1776 creation would be. Without the slavery compromise in 1787, there would be no USA. There was no king. Our founding fathers debated in search of the best for the most. So where was our Abba Father in the slavery debate? We cannot ask that question without asking where the Nahas was. The Nahas was in Eden 1.0, Genesis 2 verse 1, and all signs point to him being in Eden 2.0, 1776, since he makes it to the end time, capturing we the people every step of the way. The civil war is our Abba Father's answer to where he was, doing his time and plan against the Nahas. The civil war completed our Abba Father's 1776 creation. That is what matters, not when. Our Abba Father's time is always perfect. The civil war was a group of states against another group, and the social liberty for all group with our Abba Father won. Two nations were never an option. Today's civil war. After P16's new birth of freedom, our one nation under God had its golden era. It ended in 1912 with P26's third-party run and the 16A the IRS. Shortly after the 16A opened the door for our federal government to destroy each person's individual life, the Nejas Progressivism, the antithesis and enemy of social liberty, was officially introduced by P28 and launched the death march of our USA to today. The Nejas political factions ended the golden era of our USA. The Nejas was back. Our founding fathers would have gone to war against the 16A and progressivism. The 16A removed the most critical restriction on our federal government over we the people, for which our patriot warriors died. Once the door was opened to federal power over individual lives, a tsunami of federal interference in we the people's lives occurred. The 16A was only a 1% tax on the rich. What could go wrong? Now we know. Taxing the rich was also a gross violation of our federal government's design. Taxing the rich is a progressive GL PSYOP WMD against social liberty. But the blue faction does a take from the old Robin Hood gambit. They rob our corrupt government and keep it. No other European nation copied our Abba Father's social liberty documents, and the Nejas wreaked havoc, which led to two world wars against social liberty and our Abba Father. Many see our Abba Father's hand for victory, but few see the Nejas hand seeking his grip on the world. Rebuilding Europe after World War II lifted the USA's economy and childbirth with the baby boomers. P34 was the World War II general of our greatest generation and a social and religious liberty believer. The election for P35 restarted the Nejas political faction war, resulting in the 1960s rebellions against everything. The greatest generation is almost gone, and the body of Christ is the only replacement. The progressive ACA and Social Security are equally DOI/CODIS abominations, and both are abject failures for we the people. LibertyCivics.com eviscerates them. The destruction of our one nation under God with P46 is precisely what our founding fathers knew would happen if political factions were allowed to gain power inside our governments. Now that we the people can see the almost total destruction of our Abba Father's 1776 creation, our plight demands another civil war / WW2 mindset, or the Nejas blue faction will return in record time, which means fewer souls in heaven. We pulpit leaders and the body of Christ have until the end of 2025 to get godly civics and WPEC 1787 into every ecclesia and body of Christ to purge our governments of the Nejas blue faction representatives. Then, complete the total conversion to WPEC 1787 elections for 2028. P48 and all representatives must be masters of WPEC 1787, not political faction slaves. The Nejas blue faction has always been about their power going back to P7, the first non-founding father-related POTUS. Our first five POTUS were founding fathers and control the political factions because they would never hand over to them what thousands of patriot souls had died for: our life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. With P7, the Nejas got a grip on our one nation under God. P7 had little attachment to our founding fathers and birthed the Nejas blue faction, which took us to the Civil War. Then P16 completed our Abba Father's 1776 creation with the Civil War and started the Red Faction as a new birth of freedom. One Nation Under God experienced its golden era with the Industrial Revolution and the Red Faction until the Nejas Blue Faction regained power in 1912-13. The Nejas' last step to destroy our Abba Father's 1776 creation for posterity is to pack our SCOTUS with Nejas Blue Faction judges who serve for life. The Red Faction would never again get a turn at bat. We the people must put all political factions and we the people's government on the scrap heap of history, and the P45/47's last term is likely we the people's last term to redeem our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Remember our end-time burning question. Our USA may or may not exist, depending on us pulpit leaders' treatment of religious liberty inside social liberty. The postmodern era above spoke to P45/47's reprieve and glory to our Abba Father, but it is only a reprieve. The body of Christ has a job in the family business, which has 4 years to complete. There is nothing 200 million adults in our Abba Father's 1776 creation cannot find the best answer except defense. WPEC 1787 codifies the best answers found by looking for them.